just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. Whenever you smile at me, the sun in me is freed then from all the past, from pain, from hurt, from any more words. Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham.
The world is the ocean of vibrations. Quantum physics says everything is energy. Vibration has got frequency. Our thoughts, our emotions, our feelings, everything is energy. Our desires, our intentions, they are also energy. Thought, feelings, desires. Today's Avyakta Murli talks about these three things. Pure feelings, pure desires, pure thoughts. Thought, feeling and desires. You can say intention. Purity of intention. Thoughts are energy. Feelings are energy. Desires or intentions are energy. An energy transference can take place through telepathy. That's a novel method of communication. Feelings travel. Thoughts travel. Desires and intentions travel. There's a saying in English, the hatred is in the ether. The hatred travels through the ether. They also say, love is in air. These are common terms in English. Love is in air. Sending light and love. If somebody is sick, they say, send light, send love. Sending my love. So love can travel. Love is also energy. Love is an emotion. It's an energy. It can travel. Just as positive energy can travel, negative energy can also travel. This is known as energy transference. Energy transfer through telepathy. Everything is vibrations. If you want to send any energy or any emotion to any person, you can do it in practical manner. There are steps to do that. Many times, Baba teaches us this method of service. Here, senses are not involved. This is super sensuous method of service, supernal, supernatural. Senses are left behind. You are not using eyes or nose, mouth, your speech, your hand, your legs, nothing. This is just mind-to-mind energy transference. This is just heart-to-heart connection. This is just beat-to-beat connection. This is just energy-to-energy connection. Vibration-to-vibration connection. Frequency matching to frequency matching. Syncing. In continuation with yesterday's message. Yesterday Baba talked about silence. Aisa kehte Bab, phir Bab Dada bole. Is group ko apne saath light ki pahadi par le chalte hai. So again, mountain of light. Baba loves such words as light, vibrations, energy. He talks in terms of energy, vibrations, light, love, thought, emotion, intention, desires. The entire Murli, today's Murli, is just based on these three words, thought, feelings, emotions, intentions, desires. Is it practical? Can this really work? Has science accepted this philosophy? Bab Dada, Dadi ka haath mein haath lekar aage aage chal rahe the. Jab pahadi, light ki pahadi par pahunche to kya dekha? Charo aur anak anek bhakt atmaye aur dukhi atmaye niche se pukar rahi thi. So there were lot many devotees and the sorrowful souls. This is the mountain of light and there are souls here. And Baba took everyone here at the summit of the mountain. So what these devotees are crying, shouting out, Hey, hamare purvaj pujya atma hai. हमें भी सुख शांति की अंचली दे दो. तो जे जस्ट वांट अ हैंडफुल ऑफ हैप्पीनेस पीस. गो ओवर एंसेस्टर सोल्स वशिष्ठवादी सोल्स. बाप दादा बोले आप सभी अब मनसा सेवा का प्रैक्टिकल अनुभव करो. सो एक्सपीरियंस द सर्विस थ्रू द माइंड इन द प्रैक्टिकल मैनर. It should not just remain theoretical, but should become visible. Kya dekha? Jaise sabhi alag alag drishti dene lage, to kai atmaye parivartan hone lagi. Aur jaise besahare ko sahara mil jaye, unki sthiti aur shakal aise harshit hone lagi. Jaise besahare ko sahara mil gaya, is parivartan mein shakal bhi badalne lagi. जैसे तड़प पूरी होने की सूरत होने लगी. जैसे कोई बहुत समय की प्यासी को एक बूंद मिलने से कैसा परिवर्तन होता है, ऐसे कोई कोई आत्माओं की सूरत मूरत परिवर्तन होने का दृश्य देखा. उसके बाद बाबा बोले देखो बच्ची, कितनी प्यासी आत्माओं को कैसे सहारा मिल जाता है, यह प्रैक्टिकल अनुभव किया ना. ऐसे ही आगे भी मुख्य आवाज को कंट्रोल करने से जो समय बच जाएगा, उस समय को इस मनसा सेवा में लगाते रहना, तो आप पूर्वज आत्माओं की फर्ज अदाई पूरी होती रहेगी. आपके भक्त अपने इष्ट को पाकर खुश हो जाएंगे, क्योंकि द्वापर से लेकर आपके कितने भक्त बने होंगे, उनकी आशा पूरी करने वाले इष्ट तो आप ही हो. रहम दिल बच्चे, अब रहम की अंजलि दो, दृष्टि दो. So Baba is describing what things are going to happen in future. These are godly prophecies, divine prophecies. He is foretelling the future. In the time to come, things would move from bad to worse and to worst. Souls would come to you. They will cry out. They will beg. They will plead. Plead for what? Give us peace. Give us happiness. Give us love. And you will have to give this. So have the practical experience of Mansa Seva. Service through the mind. A time will come when you will not speak. And that would be your responsibility that time, duty. They have been crying out since Copper Age. And now you have to fulfill their hopes and desires. And listening to you, hearing you, they will feel as if they have got some support. Their faces would change. Their suffering would end. As if their thirst would get quenched. So coming back to the theory of vibration, the laws of vibration, there is something known as the observer effect in science. What is that? Observer effect. Observer effect. If this pen is not observed, it's here, then it will not come into effect. For example, subtle world. When was subtle world created? Sukshma Vatan. When was it created? Confluence age. So it means it was not there before. Subtle world is made up of elements. So it was always there. But it has been named now. So it has come into effect. So when something is observed, that time, it comes into effect. Otherwise it remains hidden. In the similar manner, this observer effect is used in Mansa Seva. Service through the mind. How? What are the steps of doing service? Service through the mind? Yes. The law of vibration says that unless and until you have that thing, you cannot send. If you want to send love, the first step, fill yourself with love. Now you want to send love to somebody, so you need to fill yourself with love. To the core, fully, to the brim. Then only you can send love. So now the question arises, how to fill oneself with love? So you create loveful thoughts. You create loveful emotions. You create loveful desires, loveful intentions, pure desires. If you are full of hatred, you cannot send love. Even if there is a shade of hatred, the vibrations of love would not spread. So the first prerequisite for Mansa Seva is that you should have that thing in you. Then only you can send it. Then only the telepathy will happen. This is known as cosmic telepathy. This is the whole universe, the earth. You are here. All souls are interconnected. But this soul is here and it wants to send vibration to this soul in another part of the world. So what it will have to do? And it wants to send love. So first step is to fill oneself with love. You have to let go of the past hurtful feelings of hatred for somebody. Let go of everything which is negative. Fill yourself with pure positive energy. Then only the love will spread. That is the first step. The second step is bring that person in front of your eyes. How to do that? How to emerge? Yeah, but how? Take that person's name. Take that person's name or bring his figure in front of your eyes. His picture, his image. Now I want to give Sakash to any brother. So I will have to say out his name loudly inside the mind. Yes, he is the person. I am in this part of the world and that person is here. So I will have to emerge him mentally in front of me. That is the second step. Now the third step. Visualization or creating a visualization. Suppose these are two persons. This is one person. This is another person. So two methods can be used. First, from my soul, the rays are going to this soul. Or from my heart, the rays are going to this soul. So you have to fill your heart with love and feel that from my heart, rays of love are going to that soul. This is one method, rays. Second is water. Second method is water. The water from here is flowing out. There is a river. So water from here is flowing to that soul. The water of love. You can create any color if you want. The more the vivid, the more vivid the visualization, the more it works. So use either rays or water. My heart is filled with water of love. And now this water is flowing to that soul. That's the second method. Visualize, see. Other thing is, have full faith. Do it with full faith. That this will work. Have no doubts. No misgivings. This will work, definitely. So that's the third step. The fourth. See that. Whatever you have sent, now that soul is full of that. You are seeing, you have sent love. So now, see that entire being, he has got that love. You have sent a letter, it is delivered. The message should come to you. Message, deliver, double tick, blue colored. So you have sent a Sakash. So you should get a receipt. Message delivered. Payment successful. Read. Delivered but not read. So it is already delivered, also read by that person. Should get that message. And the best thing would be if he sends a thing, a reply. Yes, I have got it. Okay. Yes, if there is a network problem, then the vibrations would not go. So the fourth step is, see that. Whatever you have sent, that person has received it. And see him receiving that vibrations, that love which you sent. And this entire process should become realistic experience. You can see their face changes just as we read just now. What happened? They felt as if their thirst is quenched. They were thirsty from such a long time and you have sent them water. They were thirsty, they were hungry, so you sent them food. They are empty, so you fill them. This is known as sending love and light. So whenever you have some message to send, first fill yourself with that message deeply, with that vibrations deeply. If you want to send energy, love is also energy. But if you want to send some special energy to someone, first fill yourself with that energy. You know that some soul is having a rough patch, going through tough times, and you want to make them strong. Energy fortification, energy strengthening. So first fill yourself with that energy of tolerance. Then emerge that soul, take his name, see his picture, visualize him. And then begin the process. Either you send rays or you send water. See that the rays are going and penetrating and interpenetrating his heart. See that the vessel of his heart is empty and you are sending water of love. And the water is flowing, moving, filling it. And the soul is feeling full now, energized, revitalized. So that's the method of Mansa Seva. That's the method of doing service through the mind. It entirely, everything depends upon purity of intention. Everything depends upon how pure is your intention. And one more thing, there shouldn't be any negative mental blocks. If there is a negative energy, then the sakha stops. Then the flow, the influx comes to a halt. So see that you remove all the negative glitches, hitches, obstructions. Then only there would be uninterrupted flow of energy. Energy loves to move. Energy has habit of moving. Energy loves to move. Energy doesn't love to stay at one place. It gets stagnated. Energy moves. Let it flow. And the more uninterruptedly it moves, the more the joy. If there are blockages in the system, energy stops. We are also beings of energy, and the scriptures say that our body has got subtle body in it. And that subtle body is made up of channels or nadis, 72,000 channels, meridians, chakras, and so many things they talk of. There are not just seven chakras, but every joint is a chakra. They talk of pyramid. When you sit in pyramid, you are entirely into a different world. Pyramid meditation, Merkaba meditation, there are different types of meditation. So these are all meditation which are playing with energy. You create a ball of energy and you send it. You can visualize pyramids. Your nose itself is a pyramid. This is a pyramid. Visualize and watch the breath. So they say when you watch the breath, it's coming, it's going, it's coming, it's growing. Just watch it. Don't try to manipulate. Don't do pranayama. Don't try to control it. Just watch. This nose will become pyramid and it will lead to the activation of the third eye. Here. This is pyramid meditation. So this is all play of energy. So also Mansa Seva is also a play of energy. You emerge the soul, send vibrations through rays or through water. The water is moving from my heart to that heart. And that heart is getting filled. The thirst is getting quenched. The hunger is going away. So create a practical demonstration or have a practical experience of energy healing, energy transference, cosmic telepathy, activation of the angelic body. Om Shanti.